So by now you know that I often do these compare and contrast videos where I'll show statements that are made by Donald Trump and I'll show you statements that are made by President Biden. I'll show you videos of Donald Trump, I'll show you videos of President Biden at the same time, and I'll let you judge for yourself the differences there. And I think this contrast is made so clear based on what just happened. You may have heard the news that President Biden went on the Howard Stern show. They had a very serious interview where Biden talked about the loss of family members when he was very young. He talked about how he met Dr. Jill Biden. He talked about the loss of his son, Beau. He talked about things that were important to him for the country. And Howard Stern actually treated President Biden with a great deal of respect. He listed all of the things that President Biden did. On the other hand, Donald Trump made numerous appearances on the Howard Stern show over the years, and Howard Stern basically treated Donald Trump like an utter clown, and Trump would go on and say some of the most disgusting and repulsive things on there, and it just goes to show you, you know, the type of person that he is. There's a broader discussion that I think we need to be having, though, also, and it's also about being dignified and creating boundaries around yourself. Like, President Biden would never even put himself in a position where there would be an interview, where there would be grossly inappropriate questioning, and President Biden's responses would not even open it up to an interviewer who would think that's okay to be treating the subject of an interview. And I think more broadly about the White House, about our country, about our Constitution, and how Donald Trump's behavior made us a laughingstock of the entire world. And Donald Trump always likes to say, the world's laughing at us, the world's laughing at us. They're not. The world is quite literally laughing at Donald Trump and America under Donald Trump, that we could be a country led by this entirely unhinged human being. So let me share with you, if I can. This may be one of the more powerful videos that we've done right here. So first, let me show you a portion of the interview with President Biden and Howard Stern, where President Biden talks about the loss of his wife, the loss of his daughter in a horrific car accident, and when he was on top of the world as a United States senator, what he was feeling at the time. You see in President Biden here, someone just talking like a normal human being, opening up. Play this clip.
Well, what I said was, I can understand, you don't have to be nuts to commit suicide. I used to say, I don't drink. That's not a virtue. I just
never drank.
I never drank. And I used to sit there and think to myself, I'm just going to take out a bottle of scotch. We always had liquor in the house, in my house as well. And I was going to just drink it and get drunk. And I can never bring myself to do it. And I actually thought about, you know, you don't have to be crazy to commit suicide. If you've been to the top of the mountain, you think it's never going to be there again. And just a brief moment, I thought, maybe I just go to the Delaware Memorial Bridge and jump. But I had two kids. I mean, it wasn't, don't get me wrong, I wasn't like, I got to commit suicide. It was like, you've been to the top of the mountain and it's never going to happen again. You're never going to be okay. But my boys, we started to date Jill.
Well, you did. Didn't the boys give you permission to date Jill?
More than that.
Yeah.
They came in one morning. We used to drive to school. We dropped them off at school. Tommy Lewis would then drop me at the station.
Now, on the other hand, when Donald Trump previously went on Howard Stern, Donald Trump talked about how when Lindsay Lohan was 18 years old, because she may have had mental health problems, that made Donald Trump want to have sex with her. This is what Donald Trump said to Howard Stern. Here, play this clip.
What do you think of Lindsay Lohan now?
I think she's hot.
There's something there, right?
Yes.
You have to like freckles. I've seen a close-up of her chest.
Yes.
And a lot of freckles. Are you into freckles?
If the father's a wreck, like the way he is.
Right.
You imagine the sex with this troubled
Yeah,
woman?
You're probably right. She's probably deeply troubled and therefore great in bed.
Back in the day.
How come the deeply troubled women?
Yes.
You know, deeply, deeply troubled.
Right.
They're always the best in bed. If for some reason, what I said is true. I mean, they're just unbelievable.
I can tell from the...
You don't want to be with them for the long term, but for the short term, there's nothing.
Here's a very important moment on the interview between President Biden and Howard Stern, where President Biden talks about the loss of his son, Beau, and how Beau Biden told President Biden, look, I need you to hang in there. I need to make sure that before Biden was the president, stay involved in politics even when I pass away. Listen to this.
He knew his time was up, and he one night we're having a dinner at our home before he was incapacitated, hospitalized. And he said, Dad, can we talk? And I said, sure. And he said, look at me, Dad. Promise me, Dad, that you'll not leave public life. I know when I go, you'll want to quit. You'll want to quit. And he looked at me and said, Dad, give me your word as a Biden. Give me your word.
Wow.
Look at me. I'm serious. I give my word on the health of my family.
Okay, now this is Donald Trump on Howard Stern talking about how he would like to go when he was running beauty pageants. He would go into the room where the teenage girls were dressing, and Trump would inspect naked teenage girls. Play this clip.
You could also say, as the owner of the pageant, it's your obligation to do that.
So you have done that. I'll tell you the funniest
is that I'll go backstage before a show.
Yes.
And everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else. And, you know, no men are anywhere. And I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant, and therefore I'm inspecting it. You know, I'm inspecting.
Right,
I want to make sure that
you're like
everything
a doctor.
Is good.
You're there.
Yeah, the dress. Is everyone okay? You know, they're standing there with no clothes. Is everybody okay? And you see these incredible looking women. And so I sort of get away with things like
that. Okay, now from the Howard Stern interview with President Biden, here Howard Stern talks about his reverence for President Biden and the things that he was able to accomplish for our country. Play this clip.
I want to thank you for doing this today. I want to thank you for your compassion. You know, when I think of the reason I'm so excited to talk to you was because I wanted to understand the tragedy in your life and how you dealt with it. And you're the kind of leader I love, because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence. An organized administration post-COVID, getting that vaccine out. I remember what the world was like at that point, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin. I could read your greatest hits, but I'm being given the high sign. But the incredible large growth in the jobs, unemployment rate down. I don't know what people are looking for in a president, or maybe it's that people don't feel like they're getting enough or something. I don't know what it is, but I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history, 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist. Even the marijuana reform laws, enough with sitting there and fighting that battle. Respect for Marriage Act. What the hell is with people with this gay stuff? Who cares if someone's gay? I mean, how is it affecting anybody? People in love, it's good, right?
Okay, now with Donald Trump, here is Howard Stern talking about Paris Hilton with Donald Trump when Donald Trump is talking about how what he thought about Paris Hilton when she was 12 years old. Play this clip.
Really beautiful. Really beautiful is Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton. And I've known Paris Hilton from the time she's 12.
She's hot.
Her parents are friends of mine. And, you know, the first time I saw her, she walked into the room and said, who the hell is that?
Did you want to bang her?
She is a very, well, at 12, I wasn't interested. I've never been into that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
They've sort of always stuck around that 25 category.
But even at 12, you were kind of
she's hot. I saw at 12, she was beautiful. But honestly, you know, Paris gets knocked and this and that. But she's very beautiful.
Is she dumb?
She's flawless. She's dumb like a fox.
Have you seen the video, the sex video?
I have seen it.
You did? What'd you do? You went on the internet?
No, it was just, yeah, just.
How did you see that? What did you do?
Melania showed it to me.
She did?
She showed it to me.
What did you think of that?
I think it's probably unfortunate, and perhaps it made. What is that noise?
That's the tape.
Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs, and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workout, sleep, and even stress management. All you have to do is breathe into your lumen first thing in the morning and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. Then Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals so you know exactly what's going on in your body in real time, and Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Your metabolism is your body's engine, and it's how your body turns the food you eat into fuel that keeps you going. Because your metabolism is at the center of everything your body does, optimal metabolic health translates to a bunch of benefits, including easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, better sleep, etc. Lumen gives you recommendations to improve your metabolic health. It can also track your cycle as well as the onset of menopause and adjust your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off those pesky cravings. The key to metabolic health is something called metabolic flexibility, and that's where Lumen really shines. It refers to your body's ability to efficiently switch between using different fuel sources like carbs and fats. There are preferred times to use each and how well you can switch places you on the metabolic flexibility spectrum. After getting to know you through your breath, Lumen gives you a metabolic flex score that you can track and improve upon. So if you want to take the next step like I did in improving your health, here's what you got to do. Go to lumen.me, lumen.me, and use the code MIDAS, MEIDAS, to get $100 off your Lumen. That's lumen.me, and then use the code MIDAS, MEIDAS, at checkout for $100 off. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode. So as you listen to those clips, I think it again is reflective of, look, Donald Trump went on there and invited Howard to treat him like that. And Howard treated him like that. And then Donald Trump said all of those things. We have a broader collection, too, of the other types of things that Howard and Donald Trump would talk about. Again, let me, all of these things, again, it's just so inappropriate. It's so disgusting. And, you know, it's why, I mean, look, I'm not sure. It's just really difficult to. I want you to listen to it because it's important to understand how disqualifying. I was going to say how anybody could support this. It's difficult for me to understand. But here, play this clip.
Your daughter.
She's beautiful.
Can I say this? A piece of ass.
Yeah.
The last couple of years, I go out with somebody, and she's like 21, and she's talking about, you know, what are you doing? And she's studying algebra. And
so what?
And it's like, it was always embarrassing for me to walk in. It's too young. 30's like a perfect age.
Absolutely. She has enough life experience.
Until she's 35.
too much life experience. Yeah,
35, what is it at 35, Howard? It's called checkout time.
And you're probably, I would say, the greatest judge of beauty on this planet. In fact, I would create a TV show for you where all you did was just judge women.
Now, that may be the best idea of all.
It's a simple thing. It's a half hour, and we strip it out all over the country.
I would say I'm the all-time judge.
You own this pageant. You go over. You look. You're meeting the girls. It's not. One of them comes up to you and says, Mr. Trump, you're a very sexy man.
You're a beautiful man. You have fantastic hair.
Well, you're a powerful man. Right? Right? You're
right.
A powerful man.
Right.
I want to sleep with you. Now, you're not the type that would say no.
I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Right. No, right. But I mean, you see a beautiful woman, you want to right. You want to have that. You're a guy who likes to have everything. Right?
Well, couldn't that be construed, however, as
conflict?
Yes.
Well, I don't see it as a conflict.
It could be a conflict of interest, but, you know, it's the kind of thing you worry about later.
Oh, I see.
You tend to think about the conflict a little bit later
the
on.
The question is, how can it not be construed?
No, I mean, some of these foreign girls, you know, Mr. Trump in my country.
Okay, so that montage right there was created by our editor-in-chief, Ron Filipkowski. And I also want to reflect on something that happened very recently as well. So Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, is the head of the RNC. So what types of interviews? She's like the leader of the Republican Party. It's a big job to be the chair of the RNC. It's Donald Trump's daughter-in-law. And so what are the types of things that she's doing? What are her interviews like, right? And what's the chair of the DNC, Jamie Harrison? What's his interviews like? Well, this is an interview that Lara Trump did recently with Alex Stein. Here's what he said to her. Play this clip.
I asked her if it was okay if you're married to have anal sex. And that was a big deal. I asked that. Because I said, is that legal? And I would never, I just want to say, Laura, I would never ask you a disgusting question like
that. You never asked me something like
that. I would never, Laura, I would never say anything like that. This is a free speech. If you have it, you know, if you want to say, if you want to give your opinion on it, you're welcome. But I'm not, I would never ask you anything about that.
Hold on. I have a question. Is it legal to do?
Yeah, well, you know, they say sodomy is illegal now. Yeah, in the Bible. Is it legal in the Bible to do that? Like with your husband, of course.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, once you are married, everything is legal and everything that everyone enjoys, whatever it may be.
That's it, Laura. Oh, my God. I love you. See, you're such a good sport. Everything's legal. So my wife and her boyfriend, whatever they do, it's totally legal.
Right. I mean, this is how the Republican Party is viewed in the world. Like, again, it's just disgusting and gross and demeaning, and but that's the place that she goes to get interviewed. And you know, on the other hand, you have DNC's chair, Jamie Harrison, when he comes to the Midas Touch Network. You know, we have respectful conversations about policy, about the economy, about healthcare and lowering prescription drug prices, about veterans, about increasing wages, about this, bringing the semiconductor industry here, looking after seniors. Like, we're talking about things that matter. Play this clip of Jamie Harrison. Lara Trump has officially become the chair of the RNC, and the RNC is apparently gutting at least 60 positions, moving operations to Palm Beach or Mar-a-Lago. What do you make of this complete and utter mess?
Man, listen, as they say, the RNC is down bad. You think about this. After Trump has taken over this party, Lara Trump is the chair of the party. They are in financial disarray. They're dealing with a mass purge of staffers. Just a few months before the election, I hear almost a third of the staffers at the RNC are being laid off. And they are on one of the worst losing streaks we've seen in modern party politics, in modern party politics in the history of this nation. So, you know, they're taking out lines of credit, laying off staff, and they can't even afford to spend money on their races down ballot. But this is the good thing. They are paying Donald Trump's legal bill. So as I said with you earlier, man, go, Lara, go. Girl, you are doing it. You are knocking it out the park. Keep doing it.
So I think when you see all of these clips together, it ultimately goes to character. And part of character is also setting boundaries around yourself for how other people treat you. And look, Howard Stern was walking all over Donald Trump. Trump thought that he was, you know, oh, like they were having a conversation together as equals. Stern was mocking him and getting him to say the dumbest things now and horrific things and sickening things and criminal things. Now, think about how world leaders treat Donald Trump. If that's how Howard Stern treated him, think about how Putin treats him. Think about how President Xi treats him. Think about how Kim Jong-un treats him. Think about how MBS treats him, like a clown. Like a clown. No offense to clowns. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Thanks for watching.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.